All right, if you have young kids in the car, you want to turn it down. 3, 2, 1. An intimacy coordinator on sets of movies and TV shows says when actors get aroused, they have a way of dealing with that. Jason, what would you ask them to do?
Well, I can't do that in front of a bunch of people. I've already been there at a fraternity party once, and there were strippers there, and the fraternity was looking at you, and we were naked, and it was too much.
The lights were on.
But if it did happen in the throes of passion, I tend to think one time I remember my cat had maggots, and I go to that a lot. I had a cat when I was younger. And I'll never forget it. I think he got hit by a car or something.
Oh.
He came home in the garage and there was maggots literally crawling out of its body and it was still alive. So when I have to prevent anything, that's what my go-to is.
So
tremendous. He goes there.
Yeah. Mm. Can you explain for the women?
Yeah.
What that does for, I mean, it just takes your mind off of.
It's a huge distraction. I mean, it's still hard. It's no pun intended, but
my goodness,
now I'm confused.
Good Lord.
It's still difficult, I should say, that to get rid of the arousal.
Yeah,
but the distraction is what it is. Sometimes I also think about Jared's face.
Okay, then it
completes right away.
Jared no. Says it out loud.
He's always thinking right about away. Me.
Freaks Carol out.
Please don't think about me when you have a boner. Please,
Carol's like, stop calling me Jared.
I think about it right away, and not totally like it takes you steps backwards.
No, it's messed up. I mean, I used to do this when I was first married.
Okay,
is there was a older, bigger lady at church that wore muumuus to church, and she was just not. She don't live here anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know if she's even alive. But and I would think about her, and it helped.
And it's to slow down the process.
Slow down the process.
Not to get rid of.
Not to get rid of it. To slow it down.
I see.
So this is a little bit different.
Okay.
The intimacy coordinator.
But it's still, I think, the same
idea
is to create the distraction.
You're like turning yourself off in a way.
Yes. Okay. All right.
The worst possible thing.
And we're doing it for you. That's how selfless we are.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We have to think of maggots and big women at church.
Not because you can't
and
control
Jared.
Yourself. But
and Jared, apparently.
Right. And me.
Okay, got it.
But we'll get to Matt and Squid. I'm curious about what they do. But intimacy coordinator, she said what they do, and this is kind of interesting, if the actor is visibly aroused, I guess some of the scenes they're nude or they have a sock on, they're like, okay, that's not going to work. They have them stop and do push-ups or jumping jacks because it gets the blood from downstairs area to other parts of the body.
That makes sense.
And it usually, plus also like, hey, you're naked. Why don't you do some jumping jacks? That could probably get you. your diving board's jumping up and down.
Do push-ups. I can't.
I can't.
I can't go any lower.
You're like, I am.
This is as low as I can go. You're doing it with no hands. Wow.
That's your third arm.
I'm surprised that they can actually get aroused. I really do because you're talking about long. It could be a very long time. You know, you've got people, cameras, and everything else. It just is, to me,
it's human nature. It's a physical response. Not even human nature. It's just a physical response.
And to actors, it's so second nature to have cameras around you all the time.
That's true.
They're desensitized to that. It's like Jason, when he was around so many boobs in Mexico, he was like, can someone put a top on, please?
Yeah. But if we went to lunch today and some girl just popped her boobs out, you'd be like, whoa!
I'm not
used to it.
But I have said on the show before, because you guys will say, I remember this, that you say, there's no way that you would become physically aroused by another man, right? And I said, that's not true. You could absolutely, because if we put you on one side and then like a cardboard box or something, and then the physical touch, you don't know whose hand that is. You have no idea. You don't know whose hand or whatever.
Feels kind of rough.
But you don't know. You wouldn't know. And then because the human response is that, it would happen.
I think though there's still, I think sexy time and all that, it's still a lot mental. It's mental.
But physically though.
Yeah, but the physical comes with the mental.
I guarantee you, if that were happening to you in your office right now, on the other side, like
and
a cardboard box,
in Jason's office many times.
Yes,
he has
it would
be interesting. I don't want to try it.
All right, let's submit.
I don't want to try it.
Let's submit to our bosses later for a glory hole for Jason's office.
Just
for work. Yeah. This is for show content.
This is scientific.
Yeah. It's a 50-50.
This is science.
All right, Matt, what do you do if you're trying to prolong the act with your wife?
I'd usually try to either switch positions or like do something that involves me like not moving. Like I'll go and do something that might be a little more foreplay ish.
Mm-hmm. So you'll stop
and focus
the actual-
on. I will stop what I'm doing and just, let's just focus on you for a second doing something different.
Okay.
Or a call back earlier. Something we said earlier, like I have diarrhea, and you like run out for a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Slow it down.
But yeah, when I was younger, for sure, it was like, who's the least attractive person that I know?
See,
told you. What if you were that person, like for real?
Yeah.
You're like everyone's go to like.
Well, you are.
Like
you, yeah. You tell us because you are for Jason. Yeah.
And then you meet him, and you're like, hey, just want to thank you so much for helping me get through some really rough times.
I'm glad I can help. I've saved your marriage, Jason. Many ways.
Wasn't it the clip in Austin Powers when he's with one of the women on the movie? I can't remember which one, and he's going like Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day. Oh, yeah. He's like screaming it, trying to make sure he doesn't finish.
Right. And then Squid, what do you? Because we've heard you've had some ED problems before.
Squid just plays with cats. Yeah.
I guess like Matt said, I'll switch up positions, but once I'm at that point, there's no turning back. So I'll just be like, hey, let me do this, and then give me 10 minutes, and I'll go again.
Let me go get some orange juice.
Yeah, I'm like at this point, like there's no stopping.
I gotta go reload. Hang on.
Yeah. Just let me reload. Oh, just lay here for 10 minutes, and then I'll impress you.
Then it'll be great.
Yeah. That's a risky maneuver.
Yeah.
Because they might not want that later.
Well, that's why he's got to get it while he can.
Yeah, true. Yeah. He's like, they might be gone halfway through. Very interesting. So intimacy, and I've always agreed with you, Katie. Like these people on the set, like, oh, I don't get. You're with the most beautiful people on earth.
I don't even, I can take that out of it. I think it doesn't matter. I think it could be the ugliest person. And if that is still happening to you and you're,
but it's not like, actually happening.
No, but the physical, like the brushing of bodies, naked, like you're pressed against and you have to be in that moment. I don't even necessarily think it has to be the most beautiful. It's, there
just
are
typically
things happening.
Yeah. Right.
You get some kind of friction.
But if I'm on set with Sydney Sweeney, we're having a sex scene. I am getting around.
You're going to be more into it.
Yes.
They have a cleanup coordinator. Yeah.
Which is why he could never be an actor.
I think Squid could have like his mom, his whole family in the room, and he's with Sydney Sweeney, and he's still going to get aroused. I don't think it matters in that situation.
I was wondering what you were going to say.
I don't know about that
one. No, I agree, Matt.
Squid's having to film a pretend sex scene with like his
I agree with you.
His number one, and his mom's in the room. You think that's going to stop him?
Squid, are you a toxic king or
you
not?
I don't know.
Katie, do you think that's going to stop him?
I don't think it's going to stop him.
It's not going to stop him from getting aroused.
Yes.
100%.
I absolutely with his mother. His mother.
Nope.
Yes.
Matt, I'm with you.
No chance. He's getting aroused.
Would it stop you?
No.
With Alexandra Daddario, who, by the way, is having her first baby. And I told my husband that. That's like his celebrity crush. And he goes, oh, I know.
Why'd you do that to him?
I don't know. But he already knew.
Well, good. She puts out.
Yeah.
I was just wondering when he said, Squid, when your mom, I'm like, whoa. Where is he going?
Well, you think of the one person you would think you could never get aroused in front of.
Oh, gosh. He would say that sentence.
In that situation, I think you would still get aroused.
If you didn't know your mom was watching or in the room, but first of all,
that could be a form of incest.
because there's no sexual. It's acting.
Yeah, she's not participating.
Family members go to the set all the time.
Well, they remember, and this is not a great example, but Billy Ray Cyrus was at that photo shoot with Miley Cyrus was like topless and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And he's like directing it. He's like, no, let's see a little more side boob here. And it's like his daughter's
freaking
gross.
Didn't that happen with Kim Kardashian or something in the video, or one of them, the mom was directing?
That's what they say. That's the rumor.
Rumor is that, she made him like recut scenes because it didn't look good enough.
Yeah, I don't think she's in the room, but she's like,
she watched it after the fact.
Like, Kim, you almost moved in this scene. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
At least have less movement, Kim.
Yeah, you seem like you're into it a little bit. Don't do that.